What kind of radio station do you want?
Mash the button till something good comes out.
It doesn't matter what you turn on.
That's why we're here.
On FM and AM, on the internet. You can't go anywhere and not be able to hear WQKR. In your car, at home, on the radio, on your MP3 player, or your laptop or cell phone.
That's what I wanted to hear.
WQKR.
While the hosts and guests on this program are encouraged to express their views, they do not necessarily reflect those of the ownership or management of WQKR.
Good afternoon, Sumner County. Welcome to another edition of The Loyal Opposition, a show based on the government ideal, the American ideal, that nations like ours benefit when government reflects the diversity of voices and makes space for dissent. That's why we're here, to air the voice of dissent to the supermajority's policies and ideas. I'm your host, Len Asante. It is 5:01 p.m. and 95 hot degrees here in beautiful downtown Portland, going down to just 71 tonight. Tomorrow, more of the same. High of 98, low of 71. Friday, high of 95. Finally, on Saturday, it starts to cool off a little bit. So stay cool, stay hydrated. We've got a lot going on the show today. But first, let's say hi to Brina and Ty. How you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Happy to be here.
All right. Well, we'll be talking national music business with these two lovely ladies in a little bit. Listen to some music. But before that, we've got some news commentary and a little bit about what's going on in Sumner County. So why don't we get started? All right. It has been lawsuit week here in Tennessee. Lawsuit week. Yay, this is becoming a traditional holiday here in Tennessee, as many, many laws passed by our legislators seem to be constantly confronted with legal challenges. But this week, we've got a good variety, actually. In the past 7 days alone, we have seen, number one, the United States Department of Justice, the big guys, have opened an investigation into CoreCivic, the private prison company's operation in Trousdale County, the Trousdale Turner Prison in Middle Tennessee. A federal court has ruled that Tennessee's U.S. House map was valid because it wasn't politically gerrymandered, which is legal, but not racially gerrymandered, which isn't. So, court has said that, hey, we're definitely politically gerrymandering our congressional districts in Tennessee, but as long as we're not racially gerrymandering, it's okay. Another federal judge has ruled that Tennessee's Medicaid program, TennCare, illegally kicked thousands of people off their coverage for no reason at all. Okay, and a up-and-coming probably lawsuit. The Memphis City Council is likely to sue either its own county election commission or the state of Tennessee over the state blocking a series of gun restrictions referendums Memphis wants to put on their November ballot. More on that in a little bit. Okay. And finally, the last one, Tennessee's health department lost its bid to reinstate $7 million in federal family planning funds while it pursues a lawsuit against the U.S. government. It seems the U.S. government wants its family planning money to be used to give women advice on all of the legal options available to them in the United States, while Tennessee does not want to mention that one that starts with the letter A. Ooh. Okay. And the U.S. government even offered a compromise where Healthcare providers in Tennessee wouldn't be required to mention abortion, but would just give patients a phone number where they could call to get information on, quote, other, unquote, unquote, other options. But Tennessee turned that one down, too. So, instead of getting $7 million to help pregnant women across the state of Tennessee, we have $0 and an impending lawsuit. So, there's good government in action for you. All right. A little bit more on a couple of those, going up back to CoreCivic. CoreCivic, Brentwood-based private for-profit prison company in Tennessee, also one of the largest campaign contributors to legislative races in Tennessee, mostly to Republicans, is facing a Department of Justice civil rights investigation into their prison in Trousdale County. The prison has long been plagued by understaffing, violence, contraband, and sexual misconduct allegations. The problems have been documented long before the Department of Justice got involved. In fact, not only has the prison been subject to multiple audits from inside the state from the Tennessee Comptroller's Office, but the state has fined CoreCivic nearly $15 million for breaching its contract several times between September of 2019 to September of 2023, according to records obtained by the Tennessean. Okay. However, the fines could have even been more, but CoreCivic worked in various ways to reduce the fines and focuses more on attempting to recruit new employees. However, despite the fines, lawmakers recently approved a $7 million increase this year for CoreCivic in the state's budget. Okay? In a statement, the company has noted that corrections agencies nationwide are suffering staffing challenges, and it is working hard to strengthen employee recruitment. Okay, so they're fined $15 million, but the legislature gives them $7 million more. So that's only a net loss of $8 million. Hey, not bad doing business in Tennessee if you're a private prison operator. And did you know this? This is a little factoid I just recently learned. By state law, there is only allowed to be one privately run state prison in the entire state. Just one. How does CoreCivic operate four, you might ask? Because Trousdale County is only one of four that they have. Well, check this out. This is a little interesting political footwork for you. Okay. It manages to avoid illegal issues because what the state does, okay, at Trousdale, for example, the county contracts with the company, and then the state then contracts with the county to house the inmates. So while there are multiple state-run prisons in Tennessee, only one of them is actually directly contracted with by the state of Tennessee, which allows them to get around that particular little legal loophole. So Trousdale, the prison in Trousdale County, contracts with the Trousdale County government, and then the state contracts with the county, avoiding the legal loophole. All right. How about that, huh? You can always learn something from dodging legal bullets from local politicians, huh? Okay, one more for you. Some more picking on Memphis. Remember last year, folks, we talked a lot on this show about how the state legislature was picking on Nashville for no other reason than Nashville being a Democratic city in a Republican state. Well, hey, the state legislature has realized the error of its ways and has decided that it should pick on cities more equally and is now going after our friends to the west, Memphis. Okay. Tennessee's House and Senate speakers are both threatening to punish Memphis by cutting its share of state sales tax revenues, which would be more than $75 million, by the way, if the city puts referendums on their November local election ballot restricting weapons, a move that will probably force Memphis to sue the state, as we noted earlier in the show. In a feud with the Democratic-controlled Bluff City on the banks of the Mississippi, Republican leaders Sexton and Randy McNally announced Monday in a news release that the legislature, quote, will not tolerate any attempts to go rogue and perform political sideshows. Their statement goes on to say that they would plan to withhold state-shared sales tax to any local government that tries to circumvent state laws. Okay. All right, let's make one thing clear, folks, here. The referendums in Memphis, should they go forward, are not violating state law. They are merely asking voters whether they approve of amendments to the city charter requiring a handgun permit, restrictions on gun storage in cars, an assault weapons ban, and authority to enact extreme risk protection orders, a.k.a. red flag laws. The referendums would not create these laws, but would only seek to show the citizenry's approval of the city of Memphis asking the legislature to enact them. So we're not exactly going rogue, as the statement says, and Memphis going off and doing its own thing, only trying to get a kind of a take, a feel for how their citizens feel about these issues by putting them on a referendum that would not create any new laws. Okay. All right. The city council chairman of Memphis, J.B. Smiley, said on Monday that they believe they are right on the law and that if there is a lawsuit, that Memphis will prevail. If the council gives him authority, he will instruct the city's attorney to file for judgment in court to put the questions on the ballot. So we'll see how that plays out. Sounds like Memphis is pretty confident that it's in the right there. We'll see what happens. Glad to see that the legislature is not just picking on Davidson County, but is sharing the wealth with our friends to the west. Hey, Memphis, enjoy the spotlight while you've got it, okay? All right, and finally, a little closer to home, the Sumner County Commission held a vote on Monday night. Oh, it only took about 4 hours and lasted well into Tuesday morning, but they finally have a speaker, a chairman of the county commission. Folks, a little backstory here. The commission elects its officers every year, committee chairman and speaker and so forth. And it has been well known in political circles in town that Commissioner Jeremy Mansfield, a.k.a. the ruiner of Millersville, was wanting to obtain the chairmanship so that he could exert even more control over the county than he does already as leader of the Sumner County Constitutional Republican political action group in the county commission. However, the vote was close, and in the end, they could not get 13 people to vote for Mansfield. And so, former county commission chairman Merrill Hyde is now the new county commission chairman. Jerry Becker is chairman pro tem, which is basically the second in command. Jeremy Mansfield tried but failed, and his failure is a victory for good government in Sumner County. Also, some good news coming out of that county commission vote. It looks like the very influential and important budget committee of the county commission is staffed by mostly folks on the side of good government. So this might reduce the amount of tension between the county commission and the school board over funding issues, at least going forward into future budget years. So congratulations, Sumner County and the county commission, for doing the right thing and voting for good governance. Continuing a string of defeats for the Sumner County Constitutional Republicans that dates back earlier this year when they lost all five school board races they were running in back in May, and their preferred candidate lost in the Republican primary to state Senate District 18 Republican primary against Farrell Hale. So perhaps the Sumner County Constitutional Republicans will think, maybe, hey, you know what? Perhaps their vision of the county is not the vision that the majority of people who actually live here believe it to be, and will decide to work for the positive good of the county instead of political motivations. All right, there's my news commentary for today. We're going to take our first break now. When we come back, we're going to be speaking with Ty Shan and Brina Kay. We're going to be talking all things Nashville music and maybe a little dash of politics, too. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR.
At the law office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. We have a team committed to helping you navigate the court system, whether you've been accused of a crime or you're going through a messy divorce in custody. Call our team to help you navigate this system. We are here to protect your rights, to demand your rights, to enforce your rights. 615-604-6263. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
The Sumner County Anti-Drug Coalition, an organization dedicated to ending drug abuse, is now the Sumner Prevention Coalition. But their goal is the same, helping Sumner County residents with drug abuse problems turn their lives around and get on the road to recovery. Their mission is to unite people with vision, commitment, and resources to provide solutions to eliminate substance abuse and make a difference for youth, families, and individuals in Sumner County. The coalition and its staff of experienced professionals in the field envision a healthy, safe, and thriving community, free from substance abuse of all kinds, tobacco use, prescription drug abuse, and underage drinking. Find out how the Sumner Prevention Coalition can help you, and you can help the coalition. Visit them online at sumnercoalition.org. That's sumnercoalition.org.
WQKR. Portland is pleased to welcome Cole Lumber Company to our business community. They will now be this area's leading supplier of building materials. Operating since 1946, Cole Lumber, with their 7 Kentucky locations, has selected Portland as their first operation in Tennessee. And we are glad to have them here. Cole is 100% employee-owned. It is their goal to provide all of their customers with both quality building materials and friendly service. From a staff that is both knowledgeable and experienced, serving the needs of both contractors and homeowners, from building a dream home to a weekend project, Cole Lumber has the knowledge, experience, and materials to help you. No matter what you want or need, visit Cole Lumber Company, 462 North Broadway in Portland.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Call CEMC and join the heat pump revolution today.
Hey, welcome back, Sumner County. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR. I'm your host, Len Asante. It is 95 very hot degrees here in beautiful downtown Portland, going down to a low, not so low, low of only 71 degrees tonight. So stay cool, folks. Stay hydrated. Stay safe out there. All right, we are in the studio with two up-and-coming Nashville recording artists. We've got Ty Sean and we've got Brina Kay. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, thank you.
Brina, you have been with us before, so you are a friend of the show, but I see you've got someone tagging along with you. Okay, how did this visit come to be? Well, folks, a couple years ago, I guess it was, we had the Sumner County Democratic Party had Brina sing our national anthem for us, and she knocked it out of the park, okay? Although I got to say, Todd did too.
Not surprised. She's amazing.
So we wanted to bring Brina back for this year's edition of the festivities, but Brina got sick. So, but she has a friend who stepped up willingly, and Ty Sean sang the national anthem for us on Saturday night at the Sumner County Democratic Party's three-star celebration, and she also knocked it out of the park. Ty, welcome to the show. And how did you feel that? How was Saturday night for you? It was a very busy night for me. How was it for you?
Well, Len, thanks for having me on the show. It was a wonderful night. I had a wonderful time meeting a lot of the candidates that spoke that night. And a bonus was I got to bring my family with me. So my husband, who is a teacher with Nashville Metro, and my daughter, who's a kindergartner, got to see me perform. And I saw her walking around asking people, did you see my mom sing?
Yes, that's exactly yes. I did. She asked me. I was like, yes, I did.
She was in the Elsa dress. So
yes. Which she looked fabulous in. She knocked it out. She definitely did. Singing the national anthem, not an easy one, is it?
No. There's a key change in halfway through that... I don't know about you, Brina, but every time I sing it, there's this moment where I'm like, you got to start in the right spot. Otherwise, it starts very low. It goes very high, you know.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like I always tend to try to start lower because, like, people will notice if you screw up the high notes. So, I've got, like, an alto voice, so, like, I'll start kind of as low as I can just to make sure I can really nail that and the Rockets' Red Glare.
Yeah, that's the killer part, isn't it? The Rockets' Red Glare towards the end there. So, but the crowd reacted very positively, I thought. And Ty, you also, as a result of the positive impression, the crowd asked for some more, and you played some music for us. You played one of your songs for us as well. Tell us a little bit about that song.
That was called Road Back to Me. I just released a brand new album called Wildflower Moon. That's a collection of songs about my journey through motherhood. And so Road Back to Me is the first song off of that album. And it was so wonderful to play it because I feel like we're in a place as a political movement, as Democrats, where we're like taking this road together.
Yes, yes. Unity has been one of the themes that has emerged in the last few weeks since Vice President Harris became the nominee. It seems like unity and also joy. And I think we saw some of that on Saturday night as well, right?
I would completely agree.
And it was a big crowd, biggest we've had in years, probably double the size of when Brina, you were there last, and raised a lot of money. And there was a lot of optimism. There was a lot of positive energy. There was a lot of joy at the event that maybe. Just maybe we're moving on a little bit from the divisive politics of the recent past to something a little bit more, normal, right? So it was great for you. You did a great job with the national anthem, and the audience really loved Road Back to Me, which is the first song on a new CD of yours called Wildflower Moon. And tell us about, you said it's about your journey as a mother, your journey in motherhood. And you have, based on what I can gather from meeting your daughter, she's just a few years old, right?
Yeah, she just started kindergarten.
Just started kindergarten. Okay, so when did she start writing these songs? How old was she when you first came up with the idea for maybe this is the way you want to go musically?
Yeah. Well, I was on tour till about 7 months pregnant.
Oh, wow.
I was writing some of the songs while I was on the road. And then once she was born, COVID hit right when she was 4 months old. I was actually supposed to leave that week on tour to go with my mom, and my daughter's name is Sequoia. I was heading out on tour right when everything shut down. So just like most of us, we're sitting at home at that point.
Right.
And started to write these songs. I wrote some with other people. My Station, which is one of my favorite songs on there, is written with Bonnie Baker, who has written for Reba McEntire, Hunter Hayes, Rachel Platten. And then some of the other people I wrote with, Elizabeth Eckert, she just won the American Songwriter Contest, and Hal O'Dell, who won the NSAI Songwriting Contest. So I got to like write with some amazing writers.
Yeah, and you really got some talented folks here.
Talented folks. I know. So the songs were centered around traveling, which I travel in a little 13-foot trailer across the country. Go with my husband and with my daughter now. And then also there's songs on there about being a mom.
Wow. I'm being a mom on the, being on the road while 7 months pregnant. That's pretty impressive. Tell us a little bit about that. How was that? Was that particular? I mean, by the 7 months, I mean, you must be tired at the end of a set, huh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, yeah, I remember one particular night at the end of the tour. I was on a set break and I was counting kicks. You're supposed to count kicks right at the end there to make sure you got a healthy kiddo in there. Okay. And I remember counting kicks and it was going to the beat of the other band.
she was listening.
Oh, yeah. And in fact, after she was born, she's still very sensitive to sound. So, yeah, so when I would hit a high note when she was in utero, she would kick me because she did, it's so loud in there. And so I was getting, you know, abused while traveling. And to this day, she likes to join me on stage. And every now and again, she'll lean over and be like, "Mom, don't hit too high of a note." She doesn't like the high ones.
That's amazing. There's a lot of research on the effects of music on the unborn. People play music for their unborn children while they're in utero. And I think that's some evidence right there, huh?
Well, you know, what was fascinating is right when I went into the right about the 12 weeks in, they go in and you get the listen to the heartbeat. And so when I went in to get the ultrasound, I brought a shotgun mic, which is like a long mic, and I recorded the sound of her heartbeat, and I looped it and then wrote a song over the top of it. So it was her heartbeat and then a song for her.
Wow.
And I loved playing that song.
So according to the rules, does she get songwriting credit for that?
Yeah, right? Yeah, clearly, right? But you know what I ran into is it was this whole song about the magic of having a child. And I played it in I think it was Manchester, Tennessee, and this guy came up and he's like, "You need to be playing this song all the time because we can't have those women having abortions. Like, they have to have children." And I was so mad because I believe in a woman's right to choose. Motherhood is the hardest job you'll ever have, and we should never force any woman to make that to be forced into motherhood if they don't want to be there. Right. You know? Yeah. And so I was so mad at this guy. I'm like, "Come on, man."
So you can be pro-motherhood and pro-choice at the same time, can't you? And
yes.
And some folks on the other side don't believe that's possible, I think, you know?
Yeah.
You're one or the other. Yes. Well, good. I'm glad that you're a living, breathing example of that possibility. Brina, how did you... Brina hooked us up with Ty. How did you guys meet?
We met at a songwriting group called the East Nashville Song Salon. I think I talked about it a little bit the last time I was on the show. But basically, a group of songwriters get together and we play our songs and give each other feedback. And that was one of the first things I did when I moved to Nashville and didn't know anybody. It was kind of one of my first communities that I was a part of. But yeah, I met Ty there, and you know, she was really talented, and I really loved her stuff. And eventually, because of that, we collaborated and wrote some songs together. And one of the ones you're going to hear later in the show actually is one that we not only wrote together, but I featured her on the track as well.
Wow, excellent. Okay, yeah. So yes, coming up, we're going to hear some exclusive new music, aren't we? You're going to be able to say you heard it here first on WQKR. Excellent, excellent. All right, so Brina, you also have, obviously, like we just said, new music coming out. So what's this next project coming up all about?
Yeah, so my new single, Die Hard, is coming out this Saturday, and it is inspired by my time at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. I am a big Nebraska Cornhusker football fan.
Go Big
really?
Ten.
Yes, Big Ten. Yeah, basically any Nebraska sports, but football, you know, is kind of the big thing there. And I wrote the song with Jake Arthur and Brad McKinney, and it kind of tells the love story of being part of a passionate fandom. So it kind of compares being a diehard football fan to being in, like, a lasting love or a lasting relationship. So there's always a joke saying, you know, you should marry a Nebraska football fan because they are the most loyal people you will ever meet. And so we kind of started with that idea and kind of built this song that celebrates the amazing fan base and tradition and legacy of Nebraska football, but also tells a really cute love story.
Cool. Very cool. Should be interesting to listen to. You think the University of Tennessee fans are going to get too upset or anything?
You know, there are enough songs about Tennessee football and Georgia football. I hear, like, moving down south, like, that was actually one of my motivations is you always hear on the country stations the Tennessee and Georgia, Alabama football songs. And Nebraska is so amazing. It deserves more recognition. So I wanted to create a song to get Nebraska football in there, too.
All right. So this project, then, is not overtly political. It's more about relationships.
Yeah, it's celebratory. And I think, you know,
again, something we need more of around here these days.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just about, like, you know, you go through the highs and lows of life, kind of like you go through the highs and lows of your football program. You know, our Nebraska's football program has had a lot of highs and lows, and we're working our way back and towards, you know, those national championships. So, and the diehard fans, the one who are there at every game, even if you're down, even if you're losing, even if you're in the stadium down and it's snowing and you're still there, like, those are the victories that are going to taste the sweetest, and those are the people who are going to appreciate it the most. So it's, if anything, an overarching lesson in football, in relationships, and even life, even, you know, for the country. It's like, you gotta stay in there and keep fighting and keep believing.
Exactly, keep fighting, because when we fight,
we win.
Exactly. One quick question before we take our next break. I have to know. Are you going to be like the president of the Nashville chapter of Swifties for Kamala?
I did. I have been following the Swifties for Kamala. And they, here's the thing. Swifties are an unstoppable force, okay? Don't underestimate the Swifties. Like, if anyone can change the course of, like, history, it's Swifties. Talk about, like, very passionate fandoms and fan bases and diehard fans. Like, that is a group of people you want to be rallying around any cause you support. So, I mean, I think they got, like, Elizabeth Warren and Carole King on their call last night. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. It's going to be incredible. I've been keeping up with their stuff, and they've actually helped me sign up for some different phone banking opportunities. And
oh,
so,
great.
Yeah, I don't know if I will be the president, but I will definitely be involved.
I know you are a big Taylor Swift fan. And I figured you'd definitely be a part of that group. Okay, folks, we're going to take our next break. But when we come back, we're going to have some new music from both of these very talented artists. And we're going to hear some of what they've been talking about for the last few minutes. When we come back, you're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR.
McDonald's presents Burger Reviews by Hamburglar. Today's review, the hotter, juicier classic burgers. Hamburglar, the time is yours.
Rubble, rubble.
He said, these are McDonald's best burgers ever. And then, can I keep them? And then he just grabbed them and ran away.
Rubble.
It's your time to run, too. Get your McDonald's favorites. Enjoy this delicious deal. Buy one Big Mac, double cheeseburger, or McDouble. And get another one for $1. Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Here's an important message from Portland Natural Gas. Always looking out for your safety. Think you have a gas leak? First, evacuate the area. Don't use matches, electrical switches, flashlights, or telephones. And report it immediately by calling Portland Natural Gas at 325-6776. If you think the leak is serious and a real danger is present, call 911. Portland Natural Gas, looking out for your safety and providing cost-efficient heating and cooling for Portland residents.
Now you can join Planet Fitness and get the PF Black Card for zero enrollment, $24.99 a month, and get all the perks.
I love perks.
Do you love having access to 2,000 plus locations?
Yes.
Bringing a friend every time?
Hashtag friend goals.
And recovering with massage chairs?
Who doesn't?
Get the PF Black Card and feel fitacular. Zero enrollment, $24.99 a month. See club for details.
If you're on Medicare, here's exciting news. The Medicare annual enrollment period is just weeks away. Portland has a local trusted advisor who can help seniors sort through all the confusing aspects of Medicare, and there are a lot of changes in cost and services this year. Kyle Doris and Medicare Insurance Advisors can help you make sense out of all the plans and supplements. Best of all, the advice and service from Kyle and MIA doesn't cost you a penny. Give them a call at 615-325-0064 or visit Kyle at 621 South Broadway.
The Medical Center at Franklin is proud to serve the Franklin-Simpson County community. More than just a hospital, the Medical Center at Franklin offers the care you need close to home. From primary care to routine screenings like mammograms, colonoscopies, or lung cancer screenings, we take care of your emergency needs, offer school-based care, and even cancer and rehab services. Visit medcenterhealth.org/Franklin to learn more.
The Beatles?
Pat Benatar? Survivor?
The Who?
Led Zeppelin!
Reminds me of the stuff I grew up listening to, and you know, reminds me of being a kid and stuff.
WQKR plays the music you grew up with. Great rock and roll and pop hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's fun to listen to. Fun contests and great prizes, too. All day, every day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
WQKR. WQKR.
It's reminiscent. It's the stuff that you grew up with.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to The Loyal Opposition here on WQKR. And we're talking with Brina Kay and Ty Sean. And folks, again, if you've got questions or if you have some thoughts about the music you're about to hear, be sure to send us a text message at area code 516-440-6310. That is 516-440-6310. And if we have time, we will get your comment or your question on the air. But before that, we're going to listen to some music. Okay, who did we decide starting? Okay, Brina is leading us into this first one. So, go.
That's right. All right. Well, the next song, well, I guess the first song you're going to hear is Light Me Up. It is the first track of the EP that I released last year. The EP is called Dandelion. But it is actually a song that I not only co-wrote with Ty, but she's featured on it in an amazing way. We kind of use her vocals as like a choir. It's very epic, but I had this hook for the longest time that I could not write verses to that I liked. So I knew I needed to bring in a talented writer, Ty, to kind of help me bring it all together and write these verses up to like the standards that I wanted for this hook. And as we talked about, knocked it out of the park, like she does everything. So this is Light Me Up, and it kind of just tells the story of feeling judged and being defiant in the face of judgment. And I hope you like it.
All right. Light Me Up by Brina Kay.
You think you know the road I've been walking? You say that once I go, I can't turn back around. But if you read between the lines you think I'm crossing, you'll find the sacrifice is worth what I found. I had a husband, but something was always missing. The storm rolled into town, the sirens spread the word. So go call me crazy, 'cause I don't need your blessing. I've compromised enough on love, now it's my turn. So light me up, yeah, you love to watch me burn. square, chanting righteous prayers I'll never learn. As the smoke blows higher, high above the trees, I'm sure you'll make a fine example of what's left of me. It must be easy looking down on helping sinners. You hide behind your picket fence and cast your stones. But I found happiness, it's bliss amidst the whispers. Even if it kills me, I refuse to let it go. To light me up, yeah, you love to watch me burn. In the middle of the city square, chanting righteous prayers I'll never learn. As the smoke blows higher, high above the trees, you'll make a fine example of what's left of me. And it takes guts to be a rebel in the face of hate. Well, you've got a match and the hunger to burn me at the stake. But the fire of desire is stronger, something you just can't conquer. You know it's true, I won't care what I lose.
That was fantastic. That was fantastic. Bravo. Bravo. So writing that song, tell us a little bit about that process real quick. How that was that a quick one? Was that a slow one? Was there inspiration there?
Yeah, I think the inspiration was just kind of like the feeling of judgment. And I like literally driving home one day just wrote the chorus. And then we brought Ty in to kind of tie, like bring a story out of it. So we were kind of thinking along the lines of like the Scarlet Letter, but we originally, it was kind of the story of like someone is leaving their husband to be like in a same-sex relationship. We ended up leaving the genders like ambiguous so people could kind of come up with their own imagination in the storyline, but that was kind of like the basis for it. So it's like a forbidden love, and this person is saying, you're like, you know what? No, I'm going to, I don't care if people judge me, I'm going to go and follow my heart. So,
and Ty, how was it working with Brina on that? Was that a fun project? I mean, the end result sounds really great. I mean, I bet that was a neat experience to collaborate with someone.
She's a pro. So, like, coming in to work with her, she had a real clear idea of what she wanted. And it's always fun to work with somebody that has thought a lot about it and puts creativity into the idea that they're bringing to the table. That makes a wonderful write. So we got it done in that night. And then we had, I think, like one or two things that we changed, like, one word on. And so, right. Yeah, I gladly write with Brina anytime.
Yeah, we did actually take it back to our that songwriting group I mentioned, and we like got the feedback and made little tweaks based on that. But I'm just glad, like, anytime I have an idea and I'm stuck on it, I'm like, I love this idea and I want to make it as good as possible, but I'm stuck. Ty is the first person that I call because I know, like, I can trust her with my good ideas.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, speaking of good ideas, Ty's up next. Tell us a little bit about what you're going to play for us.
Yeah. So I could play you a song off my album, but I don't want to. I want to play something that's kind of hard for me to play. I wrote this song with Melody Walker, and I've got a daughter that's going to the same school as my husband. And when she started going to school a couple weeks back, it made me really have a moment of how tough it must be for parents out there who have dealt with a school shooting, who have lost a kid in a school shooting. And so I'd like to play you a song called Drop Off Line.
Pulling up to school on your first day, felt like I was giving my baby away. For 5 years it's been you and me, from bottles to a bandit on your first skin knee. You held on tight like a bear on a tree, kinda melted my heart that you didn't wanna leave. I fought back tears as you walked away. I said I'll meet you right here at the end of the day.
Got a couple of texts about the one person said just one word, beautiful. Then Michelle from Portland said this one is gut wrenching. She's really good, and with a crying emoji on it, undoubtedly another mother, right? And also I hear, according to this, that someone is downloading Light Me Up off Apple Music right now.
Hey, awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. You know, we that song reminded me of, you know, one of the folks we have running for office in Sumner County, Allison Beal, who one of her impetuses for deciding to run for office was the Covenant shooting and the aftermath of that, and the realization that she had to shop for a bulletproof backpack for her little girl, and had to pay extra for the armor inserts, so just so she would not freak out too much when she sends her kid off to school every day. So that the, it's an absolute crying shame that parents have to think about this, right? When it is a problem that is solvable.
Yeah, I went and talked to her actually after she spoke at the convention the other day. I was just so moved by her speech. And, you know, my husband and my daughter go to the same school. So, like, right. In one fell swoop, I could lose everything.
Exactly. And, I mean, that having that in the back of your head every day must be horrible. All right, we got one more song. We're back to Brina on this one. And this is you solo this time, right?
Yeah, so this is my new song that's actually not coming out officially until Saturday. So we're getting an exclusive.
Hey, another listen. Loyal Opposition WQKR exclusive, folks. You heard it here first. All right, what's this one called and what's it about?
So this is the one that I was talking about previously, celebrating Nebraska football and just kind of celebrating loyalty and passion and sticking by something, whether it's in love, in life, or in sports, through the ups and the downs. So
I guess a good lead into Triple Play Sports, which is next here on WQKR.
Hi,
okay,
love that.
Here's Die Hard by Brina Kay.
Well, this is loyalty and passion, folks. It's a sea of red that paints every victory and every challenge with unwavering support. It's more than football. By the greatest fans in college sports.
Boy, we've seen better, but I've seen worse. So I ain't walking out just yet. You see this end here on my shirt. Yeah, I ain't one to call it quits. I've felt the highs, I've lived the lows, I've seen it
All right, and that's Die Hard by Brina Kay. And we got a text. This one it says, this one is super inspiring. I can hear a protagonist in a Disney movie singing it.
I love that. That's awesome.
That's true. That's a good point. That is a good point.
Thank you.
All right, ladies, we've heard some wonderful music today. If folks listening would like to get their hands on some of this music, either in physical form or in virtual, out in the cloud form, what can someone do?
Well, for me, everything is all going to be at brinakmusic.com. So I can be found on all of the streaming platforms, but kind of the one-stop shop, if you want to follow me anywhere, is Brina, B-R-I-N-A-K-A-Y, music.com. Right now, the song Die Hard is not actually out yet, so you can go on and pre-save it, and that kind of helps boost it in the algorithm, so would definitely appreciate that. And you know what? Even if you're not a Nebraska fan, we can celebrate the love song and just what it means to be a diehard sports fan anywhere. So I hope you check it out, and thanks so much.
All right. And Ty?
You can find all my stuff at taishanmusic.com. That's T-A-I-S-H-A-N music.com. And also, if you want to follow me on social media, that always helps. It's taishanmusic. Anywhere, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. And my album just dropped a few days ago, and so you can catch it on Spotify. So put in Taishan or Wildflower Moon, and it will come back. I'm on a pink cover on top of a on top of a tree.
Yes, and it's a phenomenal album, you guys. You need to go listen to it. Like, it's so beautiful.
Oh, thanks, Brina.
Yeah, I agree. I've been checking it out. I bought a copy the other night, and I've been listening to it. And I do think that The Road Back to Me, especially, has got radio hit all over it, if we still have those these days. I don't know if we have those anymore. But
Well, okay, folks,
we are just about out of time. I want to thank Taishan and Brina Kay for joining us here on this episode of The Loyal Opposition. I hope you enjoyed our conversation and their wonderful music. We'll be back with more news, talk, and commentary next week. But coming right up, right here on WQKR, next is Triple Play Sports. And they'll be joining us right after these messages. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Calling a criminal defense lawyer or a divorce lawyer, you may think it's the worst day of your life. It doesn't have to be. If you have quality, competent representation who can guide you through a complex system, we can do that for you, despite if you've been arrested for a DUI or a robbery charge, whether or not you're going through a divorce or a post-divorce, or demanding your fundamental constitution.
Sumner Regional Medical Center believes that every person has the right to dignity, respect, and compassion as we journey through the cycle of life. That's why they have created High Point Hospice. Our team of doctors, nurses, hospice aides, social workers, chaplains, and volunteers will walk by your side, offering support, providing symptom management, and answering questions to bring comfort and peace to you and your loved ones. For more information about High Point Hospice, call 328-6690.
WQKR.
At the law office of Amanda J. Gentry, we are committed to defending your rights. Being arrested doesn't have to be the worst day of your life. Being served with custody paperwork doesn't have to be the worst day of your life. It may feel that way, but if you have Amanda J. Gentry representing you, you can feel confident that you're going to have the best quality representation in all of Middle Tennessee. Amanda J. Gentry goes wherever justice demands. 615-604-6263. AmandaJGentry.com.
If you or someone you know is looking for a luxurious new apartment home in beautiful Middle Tennessee, you need to check out Sage North in White House. These new apartment homes feature luxurious living at reasonable prices, just minutes north of Nashville near Interstate 65. It feels like you're going on vacation every time you walk through your front door. A luxurious saltwater pool and sun deck, a fully equipped fitness center and yoga studio, an all-turf dog park and pet spa, and a warm and welcoming lodge-style clubhouse, all surrounded by garden-style landscaping and walking paths. Once inside your new home, you'll find a modern, elegantly designed kitchen, spacious bedroom suite, massive closets and storage areas, large balconies and patios, and inviting living spaces filled with natural light from oversized windows. When you choose Sage North as your new home, you'll be part of a real community with events designed to bring people together. Just 30 minutes north of Nashville in beautiful, warm, and friendly White House, featuring that famous Tennessee small-town charm, but with big city convenience. If you're looking for a new apartment home, the Sage North team would like to meet you. Stop by for a visit or find out more on the internet at livesagenorth.com.
While the hosts and guests